with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Just another way to be live and local. Let's see what's going on here. Well, it looks as though we've got something coming up for a vote in November. And that is the repeal of the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution. Yep. That's going to be on the ballot. So here's the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? Yesterday's poll question, if you could unfund or defund any government program, which one would be first? So the highest percentage is all of the above, which includes welfare, Department of Education, the Democrat Party. I have to laugh at that one. The National Endowment of the Arts, Planned Parenthood, NPR / PBS. The second highest one, coming up right behind that with 18% overall, is Planned Parenthood. And then just behind that, the Department of Education. Yeah, not doing so great with that Department of Education thing. Look at what our kids are being taught, that, well, really, if you're white, you're racist, and communism, Marxism, is the best way to go. Everything free. Except not explaining to you how everything becomes free and how much it costs you. Because there is nothing in this life free. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with a name I know very well and a positive outlook on life and opinions I know very well and wholeheartedly agree with. And that is Sharon Engel. Sharon, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Monica, for taking my call. I wanted to give you a scoop. We haven't even released the press release on this. I'm with Election Integrity Project Nevada now, EIPNB.com. That's important because we just had a process server serve a summons on the Attorney General and the Secretary of State asking them, well, enjoining them, saying we want a temporary restraining order on the implementation of AB4, that mail-in ballot law that was passed in the dead of mm-hmm. night in a special session. We're saying this mm-hmm. is not only an illegal bill, but an unconstitutional law as well, and it disenfranchises Nevada voters. So we're asking for a temporary restraining order on that so that we can go right straight to court, ask the judge to throw it out, saying that it's just not right here in Nevada that the legislature and the governor should sign a law that breaks the law and also violates our Constitution.
You know, Sharon, I think the next project for all of us is going to be getting a law in place that either removes you from office or suspends you until the next election if you propose a law that breaks the law and the Constitution. I am so glad that you guys are doing this. How can people find out more about the Integrity Project?
Just by going to our website, Nevada Election Integrity Project. It's EIPNV.com. We also have a telethon on the internet and also on AUN TV on Labor Day weekend. We're showing the film Stolen Choices, which tells how long the elections in the U.S. have been corrupted, who's doing it, how they're doing it, and how we can stop it. We have decided that we have to go to the courts. We have to go to the mat, really, on this, get volunteers to look for corruption in the elections. And so we need volunteers. We need help with donations. Of course, lawsuits are not cheap, but the way that they they have violated us. It's first of all, they gave us an unfunded mandate. That's against the law. We have an NRS that states specifically that you can't pass along an unfunded mandate to a local, from the state to local governments. And our Secretary of State even said that it would cost $4 to $5 million to implement this mail-in ballot, and they're only giving their $2 million in the bill. So it's totally underfunded, and I would say that's unfunded. And then, of course, the 14th Amendment gives us equal access or equal protection, and they violated that as well. And then, of course, there are just very egregious things in this law that we are complaining about. As far as signatures, if you're over 65, of course, you can have somebody else sign your ballot for you and deliver it. So there's ballot harvesting. It's just a crazy, crazy bill. And we're saying this thing cannot be implemented. And so EIPNV.com, EIPNV.com, if you want to help us.
Sharon, I was out there trying to get you elected when you were running against Harry Reid. And I tell you, did you ever even think back then that we were going to have to start going to court and costing all this money just to get people, politicians, to obey the law?
Well, even before then, when I was in the state legislature, I voted no. I had the highest record for no votes in the legislature. And I'll tell you, most of those no votes were for unfunded mandates, unconstitutional laws, and just poor public policy, which this bill meets all three criteria. You know, you cannot have people taking an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution and then turn right around and pass something that violates that oath of office. That should be the thing that gets you out of office the quickest, is when you violate your oath. That should be out the door. You shouldn't even have to wait for the next election. But here we have people that not only do it, but do it regularly, violate their oath of office. So there, you know, we don't need a law. We actually have the laws in place. We just need the enforcement of those laws. But you're right.
Yeah,
which
unfortunately is
to enforce the law.
And that's what costs us. See, and that's why they do it, because they know we don't have any money to go out and keep bringing all of these lawsuits. So, Sharon, just a real quick for you, getting emails and texts. I love her. I think I was in Washoe County Medical Society thing years ago when we shadowed physicians and watched surgeries. Tell her thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you still have so many supporters out there, and I hope they rally around the Integrity Project. Again, for people that missed it, what is the website?
Election Integrity Project Nevada, EIPNV.com.
EIPNV.com. Sharon Engel, thank you so much for calling in, and you know you are welcome on the air anytime. You've got that number.
Well, thank you so much again for taking my call. And like I said, it's a scoop. We haven't even done the press release yet, so you know it first.
Well, thank you.
99.1.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Sharon. You have a great day, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Success for this whole thing. And I've got to check into Joey Gilbert's suit too, that he filed against the HCQ ban in Nevada. So, I mean, this is going crazy, but this is the way Democrats are. Okay. I mean, Nancy Pelosi's breaking the rules in California. So what does she do? She points the finger at somebody else. And I can just imagine what that finger is. But here in Nevada, what Sisolak does is he just changes the rules. If he breaks one and we point it out to him and we have video coverage of it, then he just changes the rules. And so in light of Sisolak's clear disregard for regulations, the city of Reno just announced that they received updated information about live performances. So for all you musicians out there, for all you booking agents for the casinos, you need to get on this and get on it now. Because isn't this convenient? Here's what it said. We have received updated information from the state of Nevada that live music and similar performances inside businesses that are legally open is acceptable under the following conditions. Not the main draw to the business, so still none of the big concerts or anything. No cover charge to view that performance. And no ability for a crowd to gather near the performers. Well, if you've seen all of the performance stages in the casinos where they have the background bands going, they're up on stages away from the public. So they've got that one covered. They're usually not the main draw, so they've got that covered. And there's no cover charge. So casinos, restaurants, get going and get your bands back, because there are a lot of musicians out there who are struggling big time. So if you are a member of a band, get with your managers and start getting these bookings going again. Yes, Peach, that is exactly what it is. He's covering his you-know-what. That's all he's doing. It's incredible how we are treated by this governor. We need to turn Nevada red. Now, I'm not saying that every Republican out there is perfect. By no means. And they've done some things I really disagree with. But I know in my heart of hearts, no Republican would ever sign off on the shenanigans, like how I changed that, shenanigans and garbage that we are being put through right now at the hands of Democrats, because they have control of the assembly, they have control of the Senate, they've got the governorship, and they've got the mayor of Reno and Las Vegas. Of course, Mayor Goodman's not, she's not putting up with a whole lot of this either. She's getting really upset, which she's been, you know, shouted down by her party for that as well. So there you have it. In this election, more so than ever, literally, you have to choose a side. Are you on the side of law and order? Or are you on the side of anarchy, where BLM protesters are now just showing up at gas stations and harassing people? I mean, this could be happening anywhere, and it's going to start happening everywhere very soon. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to stop using the term Antifa and Black Lives Matter and just start saying the anarchists. The Marxist anarchists in this country are so emboldened that they are just starting to harass people wherever you are at. All right. We've got more on interesting decisions that are coming your way, especially when it has to do with zoning in Reno. Guess what? You know the zoning plans that they already have in place? They want to change them. Again. They say they want your input, but what do you want to bet they've already decided what they're going to do? We'll be back after this with live and local FM talk at 884-9910 on 92.3 at 99.1 FM Talk.
Na 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 na
the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and answer today's poll question while you're here. 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, should people vote to remove the same-sex marriage ban this November? It's going to be on the ballot. Should it be removed? Yes or no? Log on. Love to hear from you. I was in the middle of, if I was lost, I was in the middle of a quick email here. I have actually somebody asking me what time we've given Minden and we've given Reno, what time the Trump drag the interstate in Carson City is this Saturday. I have not heard from Carson City yet where people are going to meet. But if Reno is leaving at 1:30, and I have been promised they are going 55 miles per hour, so I would say put it in downtown Carson, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock Main Street, Carson. Just start looking for all those vehicles flying flags and, you know, just being patriotic on this Labor Day weekend. Speaking of what's going on this weekend, I hope we're able to catch some great bands out there now that Governor Sisolak is covering his tuchus and changing the rules on us. Let's go to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Monica. So I was curious about something. So if Sisolak is allowing bands to start up again, I'm wondering if his grandmother, Pelosi, is going to allow the salons to open.
You know, that would be interesting because the salons over in California are on a much stricter lockdown than we are here in Nevada. So I guess Sisolak broke a little bit with Newsom because you can't even get your hair blow dried in California.
Yeah, but, hey, you told a good joke this morning, didn't you? Say Nancy Pelosi and Sisolak, and that was a really good joke. I had to pull over because I had water coming out of my eyes. I was laughing so hard.
I'm so glad I could make you smile.
I got two of them for you.
Okay, let's hear them.
And the first one is I have a buddy that's got a 65-pound pit bull, and every time he says Nancy Pelosi, that dog runs underneath the bed. No joke. He taught that dog to go hide every time he hears Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, that's funny.
And then the other one that I got, and this is actually true, they showed a close-up of her with wet hair on Facebook. And I'm telling you this, and it's not even a joke. The last time I saw lips like that, they had a hook in it. I don't know what else to say except have a great day.
You too, Mark. Have a great day. And thank you for making me laugh. That's awesome. You know, there's so many things that we have to talk about that are serious and not funny. But you know what? We still have to laugh. And you don't have to hold back, at least not with me, because I'm not one of those ones that, I mean, you have to keep it somewhat clean, but I'm not one of those ones that shies away from a good joke. And you know what? Jokes used to be racist. They used to be, oh my gosh, mean. I mean, look at Don Rickles, Joan Rivers. I would crawl over glass to support them right now if they were still doing their same comedy shows. Because if we can't laugh at each other, because we all do things that are, you know, absolutely hysterical at our own expense. But if you can't laugh at this stuff to help you get over it, to help you get through it, to help you better things, then what's the point? What is the point if we can't just laugh and have fun? You know how many fat jokes I've laughed at? You know how many women driver jokes I've laughed at? You know how many blonde jokes I've told when I've always wanted to be a blonde? It's fun. It gets out stress. And I think people really want that back. Because look how popular some of our comedians coming back are. Like Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle will put it right out there for you. You better not be some wilting snowflake flower because he's going to tell it like it is. We need more of that. All right. Talk and text 884-9910 on this Thursday. We've still got lots of things to talk about that I keep getting distracted from. So we'll get back to your text and your emails in just a moment. But if you've also got a joke you'd like to share today, that's good too. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of us here in Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Happy Thursday. Boy, this week has just flown by. Seems like we're saying that about every week, though. So that should be concerning you because our lives are flying by and we're really not getting the most out of them because of all the BS from this shutdown. People keep asking, well, why hasn't President Trump done something? Especially when it concerns all these riots. Well, because you have to see for yourself and you have to feel the pain of what Democrats want this country to become. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevadans vote to repeal the same-sex marriage ban from the state's constitution? That's going to be on your November ballot. And yesterday's poll question, if you could defund any government program, which one would be first? That would be all of the above that were mentioned from the Department of Education, the National Endowment for the Arts, Planned Parenthood, which got the most singular votes, and not the Nevada Policy Research Institute. They're doing too much good work for us. NPR/PBS. So let's go to the phone lines because Jason wants to talk about a story that hopefully you just heard in the news about Washoe County School District getting ready to vote on a settlement to Tracy Davis, the ousted Washoe County School Superintendent, which is pretty much just what the city of Reno, Washoe County, the school district, and all of the other people who use our tax dollars, more than likely, they're just going to settle. Jason, thanks for calling the show. What are your thoughts?
Monica, now, I heard in the little news clip that they said it was 5-1 for her to get this settlement.
Yeah.
Are those the same people that voted saying that she was doing an excellent job for our school district?
Yep. Same people that renewed her contract.
So this is just a payoff for her to go away?
Pretty much,
And isn't the city of Reno already broke, so where are we going to get this $70,000?
Well, it's not going to come from the city of Reno. It's going to come from the Washoe County School District's budget, which most of that money comes from the state taxpayers. So it comes from all of us.
Okay.
Every single time. I mean, if you want to have some real fun, check in with RenoTaxRevolt.com and ask to see the list of lawsuits that are just sitting there pending and waiting for action against the city of Reno alone. There are hundreds of them. And more than likely, most of them will just be paid out because that's what they do. They don't want to fight for taxpayers' money, even when they're in the right. You know why? And this is the stupidest reason, Jason. Because it saves money. it's cheaper for them to pay out $70,000 than to go to court, to spend all the hours, and spend $100,000 on the case. It's just unbelievable.
My girlfriend was asking me the other day, why isn't the Republican Party never going to deal with the Democrats and fight back? I don't know. We have the people that want to do it, but nobody wants to follow through.
Well, they've written letters and, you know, they've tried to get attention, but we don't have the numbers. We don't have the numbers because Governor Sandoval wouldn't endorse the Republican candidate, and Michael Bloomberg put millions upon millions of dollars into this state to buy Sisolak for the election. Oh, I'm sorry, to support him for his election. And you can't compete with that. And when they have control of the Senate, when they have control of the Assembly, when they have control of the governorship, you know, we're the ones that pretty much get messed over. But you know what's even sadder than that, Jason, is the fact that when Republicans have control, they just want to play nice and do bipartisan things. So it's just ridiculous. Jason, thank you so much for the call. Oh, did you have one more thing?
Yeah, have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend. Great weekend as well.
I'm going camping, so we're going out of this.
Nice. Oh, gosh. Well, be careful out there because you and everybody else, the increase in camping supplies, if people are in the camping business, boy, you're raking it in right now because that's what people feel only thing they can do.
Have a good time. Get into the trees and get out of the buildings.
Yes, exactly. Breathe that fresh air. Well, with the smoke, it's not quite so fresh right now, but have a good time. Thanks for the call, Jason. A lot of people getting out and doing that. And you know what is hopeful for me about that is that you are. Get out. Enjoy yourself. My big question, because, you know, Governor Sisolak, of course, we already know what he's going to talk about. He screwed up. He sat right in front of a security camera, sitting there having dinner in close contact with no mask, with no food around yet, with a place that had live entertainment, musicians, a singer. Well, that's called a band. When so many bands and musicians are out of work right now because they're not allowed to, you know, kind of like how your church is still closed. He's picking and choosing. So he's going to make an announcement and give an update on the COVID-19 on the lockdown at 3:00 this afternoon. Now, I don't care because the only update that I want to hear is that you listened to bad numbers. And now that the numbers show from the people that you listen to the bad numbers about, that the death rate of COVID-19 for people who are in obviously severe conditions, those are the people you protect. You don't shut down everybody. So until he says, hey, there's been fewer than 10,000 COVID deaths, actual COVID deaths, nationwide. It's not the 180,000 that you hear. It's less than 10,000. My bad. I screwed up listening to the people I listened to. Governor Newsom. We're going to open up the state. Everything open, no regulations, no mandates, no fines. That's the only thing I want to hear coming out of that. be nice. That man's mouth. Anything else that comes out is just pure garbage. And that's exactly what he is going to be doing at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Because we've already heard the backtrack from the city of Reno. Yeah, the big old backtrack that, wow, if you have a place that, you know, you have a band or you want to have a band, no problem. No problem. Just make sure that, you know, the audience can't get too close. Make sure they're not your main draw. So no concert venues. You know what just got me thinking? What about the bars? The bars usually have live bands. Oh, but wait a minute. The bars are still closed. Why? That's all we can keep asking him. Because it is all BS. All BS. For a purpose. And we are learning that that purpose is not in your best interest. It is in the best interest of big corporations, big chains, even though some of the chain stores, the chain restaurants can't make it either. But it's all to support the corporations. And yet you can't vote, or you're not supposed to vote in person. They want to encourage you to vote by mail, which is a very easy get around. Because there will be multiple locations for people to vote. You're going to be able to go to the libraries. You're going to be able to go different locations. Actually, I just got a little list here of some of the locations that Double Diamond Athletic Club, Downtown Reno Library, Northwest Library, North Valleys Library, Registrar of Voters Office, Reno Sparks Convention Center. Got lots of space in there. Nobody's renting it. Why not? Reno Town Mall, lots of space in there. South Valleys Library, Sun Valley Neighborhood Center, UNR Joe Crowley Student Union, Incline Village Library, Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribal Administration Building, Spanish Springs Library, and Sparks Library. So that's just for Washoe County. That's just a few of them. So with all those locations, we need poll watchers. We need poll watchers to make sure that nothing shifty goes on. Like Shifty Schiff would have put out there. Shifty. I like that. So here we go. If you would like to become a poll watcher, if you would like to help in this election, please contact the Registrar of Voters Office. See if they have any paid internships. See if they have any positions that they need volunteers for. And then also, to become poll watchers, those ones that keep an eye on everything, contact the GOP, the Washoe County GOP office, and they can help you get involved. They can tell you what you need to do. Because if we don't take it upon ourselves, just like that puke punk in Douglas County, if we don't take it upon ourselves to better our communities, turn in the people who are causing havoc, committing crimes, running over deputies, if we don't turn them in, then are we really any better than they are? If we see stuff happen and we don't say something? Remember, we've got Secret Service here. We have Secret Witness. We have all types of ways for you to get the word out if you want to be anonymous. Do it. If you see something, say something. If you see a pile of ballots in a garbage can, around apartment buildings. If you see ballots stacking up that have been discarded. If you see something, say a person going to a dumpster with a bunch of ballots, say something. It's the only way that we're going to get through this. Because the Democrats have already shown their hand. They've already told us what they're going to do. Joe Biden, well, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want him to debate, so more than likely he won't be debating because there's this supposedly deadly virus going around. So let's say a few days before the first debate is going to start, what do you want to bet that Joe Biden tests positive for COVID-19? That's why they're starting testing on him and Kamala and saying that we're going to release the results. Because up until the debate, those results are going to be negative. But then he'll be out someplace with, you know, two or three spectators, and then he'll test positive. I can't wait to see if I'm right. I think I am. But I can't wait to see if it actually comes to fruition. We've got very little time to make sure that the Democrats who are saying don't concede, count every ballot you can find, let people turn in ballots after the cutoff date, even up to 3 days. Guess what? Voting is on November 3rd. There should be nothing coming after that. If it is, well, I don't know what to tell you. Because every situation is different. Every situation is different. We're going to have early voting, though. Early voting October 17th through October 30th. We have to make sure that this election day, our Tuesday, the first Tuesday, or the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November, try to just make it harder for people. We have to make sure that it is a landslide. So there will be no reason to question. And you can do that by early voting between the 17th and the 30th. And you can also do that by voting in person. You have to ask yourself, why do they not want us voting in person? Were all the kinks possibly worked out of the voting machines? Did they actually make it so you can't hack into them? Something to think about. Lots of things for you to think about, and we'll do some more thinking right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk, and hopefully a little bit of information, too, for you here in Northern Nevada. And if you are in the downtown Reno area, well, you better get ready because renovation is at it again. City of Reno is preparing to finalize zoning code updates. They supposedly want your input. So visit reno.gov/zoning, but they're trying to make it more user-friendly. The update implements the city's new master plan, Reimagine Reno, and responds to feedback received through an extensive extensive public engagement process. Uh-huh. If you were in the downtown area, did you even know this was going on? So key changes address housing affordability, sustainable development, and quality of the built environment. Significant updates involve standards for neighborhood and site design, building design. So you can't even make a decision on what your own building, if you're building something, wants to look like. Parking, landscaping, they're going to tell you how to do that too. Lighting, residential adjacency, again, reno.gov/zoning. You've only got a little bit of time to check this out for yourself. November 18th, it's going to the Planning Commission. And then on December 9th, it's supposedly going to go to the Reno City Council. So get involved in your community. It is so important. Elected representatives aren't representing you and your best interests. As we can see from Governor Sisolak, a lot of people just making it up as they go along. Here we are going into Labor Day weekend. There's so many things that you should be thinking about. But on the weekend, I don't want you to. I want you to be with your family, your friends, go to a barbecue, have a party in your backyard. COVID be damned. We've seen the real numbers coming out. And it is just incredible that we are still on lockdown. Love you. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with more interesting things that you should be working on, right?